You may be seated. I don't know about you, but Jesus just gets sweeter. And sweeter.
Yes.
That's why he's past finding out. The Bible to give us some of the scripture of him. He said that he is like honey in the honeycomb. Glory to God. He gets sweeter and sweeter every day.
Yes.
As the days pass by, yes. Jesus is there to lift us up.
Yes,
glory to God.
Amen.
My God, open your Bibles quickly to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. We're going to read a bunch of scriptures.
Amen.
1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. I'm just going to read this. It says, and our brother could not speak unto you, unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither now are you able. It says, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as man? See, a lot of people try to get rid of all of this. They try to hide it in their activities, the natural activities of life. But the envying and the strife is still present. Paul said, for while one said, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos. Are ye not carnal? You can be holy all you want to.
Come on now.
But yet you're carnal. Because you got to do what Jesus said. He said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. That's what we're living. And he said, you are to loose and to bind. So it's up to you to bring the strife and all of this other stuff that's up of the dark side under subjection unto the obedience of this word.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I ain't preaching yet. He said, are you not yet carnal? Are you not yet a man? Are you not yet a human? That's what he's saying. He said, he said, who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Pastor Relevant? Who is Pastor Gardner?
Right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Paul goes on to say, he said, but ministers.
Right.
That means that we're all ministers. Our co-workers together to one another, not unto God. Because when we say that, we're trying to make him as one of us. Jesus and I already went through it. He's not like us, glory to God. But he paid the way, glory to God. That's why he said, the works that I do shall you do also, but greater than these shall you do. Because I go unto my Father.
That's good word.
Who then is Paul and Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos water. But God gave increase.
Yes.
So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase.
Amen.
Well, I didn't do nothing.
Right.
Glory to God. I didn't help create me. God created all by himself.
Right.
I didn't help make the provision for me. If I were, that wouldn't be right. Hallelujah.
Right.
Jesus did it in the beginning. The Bible says, in the beginning was that word. In the beginning was the provision that he prepared for you and I. Glory to God. So we just come into this thing by doing what God said do. I do this, you do that. But who gives the increase?
God,
the one who created all things. Glory to God. For his good will and pleasure. He says, so then, neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that watered, but God giveth the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. I can't work for you, and you can't work for me. You got to do your own laboring before God.
Yes, right.
You got to do as the Spirit gives you utterance to do.
Yeah.
I can't do what God speaks to you to do, and you can't tell me what to do because you think God spoke to you to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You got to do it for yourself.
So now he that
planted and he that watered are one, but every man shall receive one own reward according to his own labor. For we are what? Laborers together
with God.
With God. That's what we come in at. We are laborers together with him, but yet we are ministers among one another to each other. We are co-workers one another.
Yeah.
Why? We got our instructions and our directions from God.
Yeah.
And God speaks and we do. God speaks and we perform.
Yeah, sure.
God give us the increase. God give us the strength to do this. God give us the strength to do that. God give us the mind to think. God give us the word to speak.
Yes.
I hear that pen falling on cotton. Say, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandmen. Ye are God's building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skip down to 16. Say, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Yes, come on, preacher.
If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Yeah.
So let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may become wise.
All right. Yes.
Verse 9. We are laborers together with God.
Yeah.
That means that we are God's fellow workers. We are workers with his power. I say, I don't have any power. You don't have any power. If we had the power, then we could change whatsoever we have need of. And we won't have to call on God to heal us.
All right.
Because I could heal myself. But when we look unto the author and the finisher, or the power of the source, then when we call upon that thing, the source and the power, believe it, then you can be healed.
That's right.
It's all got to do with your faith in God. That's why I say have faith in God. Have faith in the healer. Have faith in the deliverer. Have faith in the one who can lift you up out of that darkness and place you in the marvelous light.
Yes.
And he just didn't do that one time. He's doing it every day. He got to lift you up out of that darkness every day. He got to wash you and cleanse you every day so that you can be presentable before him every day.
Yes. Amen.
He said, you are God's husbandry.
Yeah.
What that means is it means something to be cultivatable or tillage. The metaphor for it is tillage. And that's what the Apostle Paul was doing here. He was toiling in the ministry and his missionaries with him for the church at Corinth.
Yeah.
That's what we are doing. Our pastor is toiling in the ministry, and we are co-workers with him in this ministry.
Yeah.
I'm doing this, and you're doing that, but together we are one.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There are no little big eyes and no little eyes, no big U's and no little U's. There's only one.
That's right.
One body, one mind. One Christ, one Lord, one salvation, one baptism, one word, glory to God. As long as you receive that oneness, you can be strong in him and in the power of his might. And when you're strong in him and the power of his might, you can call forth those things or not as though they are in your life. Come on and get God. Cultivate. The diligent toil of the pastor. Paul did a lot of toiling. Guess what? We got to do the same thing.
Amen.
We got to till in this land. We got to toil in this land. We got to fight in this land. We got to lift up the name of Jesus in this land.
Yes.
If you ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you.
All right.
I don't want to stand before God. He said, depart from me, you unfaithful servant. Glory to God. Why? Because I was ashamed of him. See, it don't take but one mistake sometime to cast you out.
Right. Amen.
Glory to God. You think you got to store up a whole lot of stuff. That's good. That's for your crime, glory to God. But your heart has got to be holy before him, glory to God. So that when you can walk into his presence, not only in heaven, but walk into his presence on this earth, glory to God. When you're in trouble, you can walk into his presence. When you need help, you can walk into God's presence. Because he's always with you, wheresoever you go. Come on and give us some praise. Christ, in the book of John, the 15th chapter, talks about Christ being the true vine, God the husbandman or the vine dresser. That's what it means, the vine dresser. We are his disciples, the branches.
Amen.
Bearing much fruit. In other words, the life in Christ. Possessing the fruit of the Spirit, that is the character and the ways are in conformity to Christ. That means that we're doing consistently what God said for us to do. Glory to God. See, he don't tell all of us to do the same thing at the same time.
Amen.
Glory to God. If it was, then the body would be on the eye. What would the head be?
Yeah.
He tells you to do this and not going to do that. And you do this and you do that. But it's all in a oneness.
Yeah.
See, God is consistent. We're the one that's inconsistent.
Amen.
God is consistent all the time. That means that he is faithful all the time.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we got to walk into that faithfulness so that we can be holy before him and presentable before him. I don't know about you. When I woke up this morning, I got on my...
Come on now.
I got on my knees so that I could be holy before him and clean before him. Before I ask God to do anything, I always ask him to forgive me because I want to be clean.
Yes, Lord.
Good word.
Might get dirty the next moment, but he's always there. He can advocate so I can go to him anytime, glory to God, and ask for forgiveness. Don't let your old man tell you, if we thought you fell down, you can stay down. Get yourself up, shake the dust off your feet like Jesus said, and move on.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Yeah. My God. It's his ways.
Yeah.
Not our ways. It's his ways.
Yes.
His principles. His ideas for our life.
Yes.
His rule. His nature. His custom.
Yeah.
All of these things are the fruits that we're supposed to bear.
Come on. Yes. Come on.
So that we can have the right attitude when we stand before him. You don't know, but when you got up this morning, you stood before Christ.
Yeah.
When you laid down, you stood before Christ.
Yeah.
When you walk, you stand before Christ.
Yeah.
You can go to China, but you'll be before Christ.
Yeah.
You'll be in his presence, glory to God. There's no way you can go where God had not been and where he is, glory to God. That's why the word said, in the beginning, he was, he is, and he is to come. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. We're his husbandry. Cultivators. Witnesses. Missionaries. Ministers. Glory to God. We are the heralding group. The herald, the body that heralds the word of God. And proclaim that God is God. See, a lot of people, they talk about God, but they don't know him like you know him. Glory to God. They see the word, but they don't see him like you see it. Glory to God. They open up the book, glory to God, but they don't understand like you understand. They lay hands on the sick, glory to God. And they use all of that other stuff, the magic and all of that stuff. But they don't understand, glory to God, the power that you have. That you can speak in the name of Jesus, and the power shall be removed and shall be cast into the sea. Come on, give me. We're his a God's building.
Amen.
God's building. His agriculture. Our architecture, I should say. His edification. We are his structure. I said, we are his structure. We are his building. Glory to God. Building that was not made with hands. That's the building we are.
Jesus.
Glory to God. I got eyes and ears and don't look like yours. Glory to God. Glory to God. But God made it all. Glory to God. But he created on the inside. Glory to God. And that which is on the inside beautifies the outside. That's why we are his building. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we are God's husbandry and God's building.
Yeah.
We are co-workers, companions in labor, fellow helper, fellow labor. We are all of these things. That's what Paul said. He said, according to your labor and your work. See, I can't do your work and you can't do mine.
All right.
You have to create an atmosphere for God to dwell in and to manifest himself in for you. It's an individual thing.
Right.
I can't create your atmosphere. You can't create mine. Glory to God. But you got to create it. Glory to God. The minister that's in Chattanooga or wherever he's at, Oklahoma, down in Texas, can't create no atmosphere for you. God is looking for you to create an atmosphere for him to dwell in. If you don't create that atmosphere for God to dwell in, and only when you do that, only then can you say, he is my God. Glory to God. But if you don't create the atmosphere, you are not a hill. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, don't be like the skunk. Glory to God. I'm not calling you no skunk. I said, don't be like the skunk, because the skunk can create an atmosphere that you cannot dwell in. Come on. Hallelujah. That's how people see us. Glory to God. They see us as the skunk attitude. Glory to God. They can't dwell in the atmosphere that we created. We got frowns on our face. We say we love our brother, but inside we hate him. Glory to God. We said, glory to God, we're going to do this favor, this deed for you. Glory to God. But deep down inside, I'm only going to do so much. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Glory to God. But you got to remember, we're his architecture, and we're his workmanship. We are his way and his principle. Glory to God. So we have to walk in those principles. When we talk to other people, we got to walk upright before God so that they will recognize that it's the God in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good work.
Now we get to the good part. He said, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. His spiritual building, the body of Christ, his resurrection body. Don't you know we are the resurrection body?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We done got up out of that grave. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the old man, that darkness, that grave. We got up out of it. How can we get up? By the resurrection body of Jesus Christ, glory to God. When he rose up, we rose up. When he laid down, we laid down. And then he got up again. We got up, glory to God. That's why we can lift up this name and praise him, glory to God. If you don't praise him, glory to God, you're not here. Come on, give God some praise. Know ye not that you are that temple? We are the present body. That's what the temple is, the present body of the individual believer. In other words, we are the habitation of God.
Yeah.
I got other things on the inside of this body. That's on the inside. I'm going to put it like this, Pastor. That's in the inner court. You know, you got the outer court. I'm going to call the outer court this part. And the inner court is in there where your bowels are and your veins and all that stuff. That's the inner court. But there's the holy of holies, glory to God, where the habitation of God, where Jesus resided. He's residing up on your soul, glory to God. He's got it under control. And all you got to do is talk from that position, glory to God, and call up on him from that position, glory to God. If your heart right, then you are right, glory to God. If your heart right, it'll be right for you when you ask God, glory to God. But if your heart ain't right, it don't make any sense in asking God anything, glory to God, because God is not going to do what he said. You ask him if you're not holy before him. Come on and give God glory. The temple. He said, if any man, see, we're that temple. Jesus is on the inside. I can't see him. But when I call his name, I can feel it.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't even call his name, man. I can feel it.
Come on.
Because he's always in the midst of my storm. When I don't think I'm in the storm, I'm in it. But I can feel him. Why? Because he enlightened my mind and let me know that I'm in a storm. But he said, have no fear, neither be not dismayed, for the Lord is with thee whithersoever you go, glory to God. So it don't make no difference about the magnitude of the storm. God is greater than any storm in your life, glory to God. And God can still create a glory to God. So it don't make no difference what's going on in your life. All you got to do is call on Jesus, and Jesus will live and honor his word. Come on and give us some praise. What a temple. It says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. The word defile and destroy go together. Defile and destroy. Well, let's put another word in there. I'm going to read this. It's in my Bible. It might not be in yours. It's the word mar, M-A-R. It said the man who mars God's temple by introducing divisions.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the wisdom that is not from above.
Come on now.
My God, Holy Ghost. It said, will himself be marred.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. All of the blessings that God has given us. All the things that we're in right now. If you can't lift God up and give him some praise, you're defiling the temple. Hallelujah. Because God gave the increase. That's what Paul said. God gave it. You might have planted and trust God, but God gave the increase, glory to God. And if you can't lift him up, morning, noon, and night, you are defiling the temple, glory to God. Because God said, as I'm holy, be ye holy, glory to God. So you got to lift him up and recognize who he is, glory to God. He's not only in your teardrops. He's not only in your pain. He's not only in your sickness. He's not only in your disease. He's not only in your painful matter. He's not only in the food that you eat. He's everywhere at the same time. Come on and lift him up. Don't defile the temple of God. When I read that, it frightened me. I done read it 1,000 times. You want to put a number on it. Don't make no difference about the number. Christian, whom will you serve? Who will you believe? Glory to God. Don't defile the temple. It's a serious thing. I'm telling you, it's a serious thing. See, every day gets sweeter and sweeter. You say, well, every day is getting worse. Yeah, it's going to wax worse and worse and worse. But God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he gets sweeter every day. I don't let the word go on and get worse and worse and worse all this morning. God ain't going to change. He's sweet all the time. He's still a deliverer all the time. He's still a healer all the time. He's still a provider all the time. He still puts food on your table, glory to God. He can still do It says, him shall God destroy. Will himself be marred. I don't want to be, God put a mark on man way back in the, after he got out of the garden. You know, Adam complained. He was in danger. Well, since he was so smart, he should have thought about that before he did what he did.
Amen.
But when outside the garden, God put a mark on him and said, no man kill him.
Amen.
Why? Because he belonged to me. Come on, Shaka. Hallelujah. Everything that God created belongs to him.
That's right.
Yeah. Glory to God. Somewhere over there in Isaiah, he said, yeah, I, God, created good and I created evil.
That's right.
Yeah. All things belong to God. Glory to God. Only God can deliver you and set you free. Amen. Only God can lift you up. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but God saved me. I'm saved. Glory to God. Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Couldn't no man do these things but God. Come on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, he says, God is holy. That's an absolute.
Yeah.
He's absolutely holy. He's absolutely the Holy One.
Yeah.
In his purity and majesty and his glory.
Yes.
My God, he's holy. His divine demands upon the conduct of believers who are called saints. We are the saints of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You, let me tell you something about being a saint. You can't attain sainthood. I said you can't get it by yourself.
Right.
You can't get it from the marquee. You can't get it from protocol.
Come on.
You can't attain sainthood. His divine calling upon the child of God makes him a saint when we answer that call.
Yeah.
That's why we're a saint, because we answered the call when God calls. And it took us a while to call us. It didn't take him no time, but it took us some time to answer.
Amen.
It took me 40 years to answer him, but when I answered him,
right.
My God,
right.
When I answered him, I saw the light. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It was just like in the wintertime when it snows, they cover up all of the trash.
Yeah.
But when the snow melts, you see all the trash again.
Yes.
Yeah. When God saved us, glory to God, the light came in and we didn't see anything. We didn't see the trash no more. We didn't see ourselves being in trouble anymore. But then God brought us down. Glory to God, to reality. And we saw the trash again. But Jesus came along and he showed us a way. He said, I am the way now, and I am the truth, and I am the light. And all you got to do is follow after him, glory to God. And when you follow Jesus, the one who made the provision for us to walk upright before God, to be holy before God, if Jesus had to do it, neither can we be holy before God. Come on, give it a praise. See, a lot of people think they're doing something not because they know the word and all of this and they pray and all of this.
Yes,
Jesus went through before you and I.
Right, right.
Glory to God. God created the heavens and earth before I came along.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I did nothing. And God, but got up when he blew his breath into me. Glory to God. And then the man come along with his ideas and messed up. That which was holy. Hallelujah. But Jesus came along and rescued us, glory to God, and restored it once again, the temple. He restored it again. That's why I said, I'm going to lift this temple up. I'm going to tear it down in 3 days. I'm going to lift it up again, glory to God. How when he died and bled upon that cross, Calvary, and hung his head and died, he said, it is finished, glory to God. That means that the temple was finished, glory to God. That's you and I. And when he got up again, the temple got up, glory to God, full of the power of God and the presence of God. That's why we are living. That's why we are moving, glory to God. That's why we have strength when we don't have none, glory. That's why we were sick and down. Jesus come along and lay his hand up on us and we are healed again. Come on and give us some praise. So sainthood is not an attainment. It's a state which God in grace calls men.
Yeah.
We are called to sanctify ourselves.
Yeah.
I know, you know, that. See, you got to create that atmosphere. You got to sanctify yourself. You got to go to God to be holy before Him. God ain't going to come down on the heavens. He's on the right hand of the Father. He's also in us. Glory to God. He ain't going to take no ball peen hammer and knock you over your head to try to give you this word. If you love Him, then you'll go after Him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
If you want Him, you'll seek Him. If you want to know more about Jesus, you can seek Him. Glory to God. That's why it says, seek Him, you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask Him to be given unto you. If you want to know more about God, you have to go to God. Glory to God. For He is the source, the only source. Glory to God. If you want to know who He is, glory to God, you got to go ask Him, who are you, God? And let me tell you something. God will reveal Himself unto you. Why? Because we are His workmanship. We are His structure. And we are His building. Come on, give us a praise.
Hallelujah.
Call to sanctify. Sanctify yourself.
Yeah.
And you got to means to separate yourself unto this word. You got to consistently do this.
Amen.
Now I'm not when we say consistent, don't use the English word. Let the Holy Ghost reveal to you what it means. Consistency. Because remember, we still got the defiled body of the old nature in us. So how can you be consistent when you're putting up with this joker? Consistency means that when you're fighting the good fight of faith, like Paul talking about, when you're fighting the old nature, you're consistently calling upon God, glory to God, and binding it up and casting all your cares upon Him, glory to God, and loving your neighbor when they don't love you, glory to God, and going to work, glory to God, when you ain't hardly got no transportation, glory to God, but some way, somehow, when you believe Christ, glory to God, He'll make a way where there seems to be on the way. He'll open the door that you can walk through, glory to God. It doesn't matter what the trouble. See, trouble ain't no thing for God, glory to God. Trouble is the thing with us, glory to God. But we turn that thing over to Him, cast all our cares up on Him, and God, glory to God, will bring us out of trouble into His marvelous life. Come on, give it up. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Living a holy manner of life, experiencing fellowship with God. You got to have some. I love this part. Fellowship with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We do a whole lot of other things, but let me tell you something. Take some time out with Jesus.
That's right.
Because you can remember this one thing. All the other stuff we are doing, guess who provided for us to do it?
That's right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you push aside those things that you indulge in most of our lives and put Jesus in the front most of our lives, then you don't have to worry about nothing. That's why He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, that's right, and all of these things to be added unto you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Give God some praise.
Yeah.
If you're not lifting Him up and putting Him first, you're defiling the temple.
That's right.
Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, oh God, let him become a fool that he may be wise.
Yes.
I want to cast everything that I thought I ever was. I want to cast it up on Jesus.
That's right.
Because I want His wisdom.
Yeah.
I found out one thing about His wisdom and His knowledge. When you follow Him, you'll always be right.
Amen.
My father said this. He used to say, he used to tell us that. He said, son, if you want something done right, he said, do it yourself.
Yeah.
And when you're satisfied, it's right. I don't care what nobody else say. Glory to God. When you call upon Jesus, He do something for you. It's right.
Amen.
I don't care what your neighbor said. Your neighbor might say, you're still driving a raggedy car. But I trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not all to my own understanding, but in all of my ways I trust in Him, glory to God. And when you trust in God, my car may be raggedy, glory to God, but my life is in order. My soul is right, glory to God. So I'm rich. Hallelujah. So I'm wise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I'm on my way home. Amen. They said, amen. You're getting what you asked for. Well, that's already been prepared, so I can't ask for it. Jesus got that under control. He got the hour, so I can't ask for it. But I'm still on my way home.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in His word, we're on our way home.
Yeah,
glory to God. All we got to do is walk in His light, because we are the lights of the world. And when we walk in His light, glory to God, we can make it home.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People talk about how home is. How it look? I don't know how it look.
All right.
I can tell you this one thing. I know how it feel. Jesus feels good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Be in your life. That's home, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I can turn from my ways, from my defilement, from my wickedness, glory to God. And I can go on to Christ. That's home, glory to God. In this earth, glory to God. I can go home, glory to God, right now, glory to God. If I'm in trouble, glory to God, I can step out of trouble and step into the presence of the Lord. That's home, glory to God. And I can call up on His name, and He'll answer me, and He'll come to my rescue. Come on and give Him some praise. So be wise, not of your own deceit. For God is not mocked, whatsoever the man soweth,
that
shall he also reap.
Say that.
Hallelujah. God didn't write another word, He just wrote that one.
That's right. Amen.
He wrote that one. Who did He write it for? He didn't write it for Jesus.
That's right.
He didn't write it for the Holy Ghost. He wrote it for the man.
Yeah.
The wise one. Hallelujah. Even the holy one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wrote it for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, whatsoever, amen. That means any man, any human.
That's right.
He said, whatsoever he saw, that shall he also reap. If it's good, guess what you're going to get?
Right.
You can't sow no oranges and expect some apples.
That's right.
You're deceiving yourself.
Yes.
You can't have one foot straddling the fence and the other one over here and say you're a child of God, but you're doing everything under this. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. That means that you defy the temple, glory to God. And you are not holy. You are make believing, glory to God. And when you make believe, God has got an answer. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Everybody stand.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Woo.